in Braden Locke's face. You can't take a sack when you're in a two-minute situation. Get rid of it. Move on to the next play.
Stick four receivers again. Two receivers left, two receivers right. Locke takes a snap. Illinois bring it forward, make it five. Braden flushed off to his right. Looking and throws incomplete to Skyler Bell. Got his hands on it, but the play would have only been good for a couple of yards. So it's third and 10 for the Badgers at their own 41 with a minute 20. Make their own 39-yard line with a minute 25 left in the half.
Yeah, just a little leaky. Did a nice job over our right guard of getting his hands down. Got in Braden Locke's face, threw the timing of that route off again. Get rid of it. Don't make a mistake here.
DK, Bell, and Pauling to the left. C.J. Williams to the right. Third and 10 for the Badgers at their own 39-yard line. Snap to Locke, back to throw, looking, throws over the middle, wide open, Pauling the catch, 35-yard line, Pauling to the 30 of Illinois, gets covered up at the 29-yard line, Miles Scott on the tackle. Pauling was wide open, first and 10 with a minute 14 left in the half.
Oh, do I love Braden Locke standing it, but Braylon Allen. He was one-on-one. I got a block, a blitzing safety. He stayed in there, bowed up, and that gave Braden Locke the chance to stay in the pocket, deliver that strike to Pauling.
32-yard gain, first and 10. Locke back to throw, fires to the right. That's caught by Williams at the 15, out of bounds at the 10-yard line of the near side. Tyler Strain on the coverage. As the Badgers are into the red zone, brought to you by Case IH. Visit caseih.com/Badgers. Ball at the 10-yard line of Illinois, right at the 10. First and goal with 58 seconds left in the half.
Matt, I always want to give the O-line a lot of shine. Braylon Allen there on a chip going out to his route. De-cleated Illinois D-lineman. Love Braylon Allen. You just saw those two big plays. Braylon Allen is a huge part of both of those plays with what he did blocking.
And a timeout taken by Brett Bielema with 58 seconds left in the first half. Before we continue, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
On this drive, Braden Locke, 3 of 5 through the air for 60 yards, including a 32-yard connection to Will Pauling. It's first and goal, Wisconsin at the 10. 58 seconds left in the half. Illinois leads 14 to nothing.
Oh, that third and 10 play. I mean, you just start thinking about where we're at. Down 14. The pickup, the blitz pickup by Braylon, the rest of the O-line, and allowing him to stay in the pocket and let Will Pauling get open. Huge.
Trips to the left. Allen to the left of Locke. Locke takes a snap. Looking left, looking middle. Throws over the middle, and that's caught inside the 5-yard line. Will Pauling at the 4. Clock running. 48 seconds left in the half. Second and goal, Wisconsin, at the 4.
Take your time here. Force Brett Bielema to use that timeout. Let this thing turn down. Wait. Clock is not an issue as we're sitting here from Wisconsin standpoint.
Two tight ends. Snap to Locke. Hands off Allen. Yeah. Up the middle. Touchdown, Braylon Allen from 4 yards away. And we have ourselves a game in Champaign.
Beautiful job that drive where Braylon Allen, I know he didn't have any from a rushing standpoint other than the 4-yard touchdown run, just read it. Good job by everybody. Rucci with a great job getting up on the second level, making it an easy run. But Braylon Allen, all throughout that drive, did everything he was asked to do, and he paid it off in getting Wisconsin back in this game.
Nathaniel Vakos on for the extra point try. Snap good, hold is made, and the kick is good. From Nathaniel Vakos. Let's recap the scoring drive brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. 8 plays, 73 yards. That took a minute 37 seconds. A dearly needed score for Wisconsin. 31 seconds left in the half. Illinois 14, Wisconsin 7.
Oh, was that needed? Wow, we're sitting here leaking oil. And with what we saw, it was a couple incompletions. Illinois is just chopping a third and 10. Potentially, let's go make a play, get a sack, strip, something like that. And again, started with protection, Braylon, but the beautiful throw. Braden Locke made a great throw, and you got it rolling from there. And to be able to go down in eight plays, 73 yards, get it done here, what a huge way to finish this half.
Patrick, what do you have?
Well, we've talked often about swagger on the sidelines, and Wisconsin has lacked that. That game against Iowa, there was nothing that really got the bench jumping. Same for the sleepy start to this game. Now maybe there's a little bit of confidence, a little bit of attitude. They needed that. Hadn't scored a touchdown in 5.5 quarters before that.
Kadari Wilcher is deep. Gavin Lahm kicking off high, deep, and out of here. It hits the back line of the end zone. So Gavin Lahm for the second week, handling the kickoff duties in Illinois with 31 seconds left, two timeouts. We'll start at its 25-yard line.
Is that your Bob Uecker right there?
It is. Get up. Get up.
Well, it's weird because that's the only you would think with 30-mile-an-hour gust winds going this way. We see that's the first touchback that we've seen today. So I think we all know how vital that drive was. Now, you don't know what Brett and Illinois is thinking, but to get out of here at 14-7, we'd be pleased as punch.
Pistol formation, two tight ends. Caden Fagan, the running back. Holtmeyer will give it to him. Off the right side, Rodas Johnson and C.J. Getz pound the running back at the 26-yard line.
Let's take a little T.O. How
about
all right.
This? Luke Fickell using one here with 23 seconds left in the first half. One of the first interviews I ever had with Brett Bielema, he said, I always want to be the aggressor. Well, we're learning about Luke Fickell. He doesn't mind doing that either a little bit. So first charge timeout for Wisconsin. 23 seconds left in the half. Second down and 9 for the Illini at their 26-yard line.
Yeah, and I think this is all about the wind. I mean, it's great that you're aggressive and you want to do that, but I think if this was just a normal sun-splashed Saturday afternoon, I don't think. But the fact that you have the wind, you want to force Illinois to potentially punt it away, and then you give your kicker a chance with a big wind at your back to go down and maybe get those 3 points that we left on the table on the snap hold exchange issues that we had prior in this quarter.
So it'll be a 2nd and 9 for the Illini. 14-7 Illinois, 23 seconds left in the half. Here we go. Two receivers to the right. And the give goes to Fagan, hit by Rodas Johnson again right away. Timeout, Luke Fickell. It'll be 3rd and 9 for the Illini at its own 26, 18 seconds left in the first half. This is one of those where, like, if you get that stop here, force a punt. Let's go back to that chat we have with Matt Mitchell, outside linebackers coach, special teams coordinator, and how he mentioned on the show, we really like to bring the gas in the punt period of practice. So if ever there's a setup where you could
block action.
You put on your block. Let's see. First things first, it's 3rd down and 9 for the Illini at their 26-yard line.
Well, if I'm Tressel here, I'm thinking they're going to get Altmeyer out of the pocket here, do that. What they've done and had a lot of success with, because it puts so much pressure on your defense, I'm guessing going to be a little fake, a little boot out, and this is a chance where you can come after the quarterback, go try to make a big play. Getting a fumble or a forced get a turnover opportunity here, set up a short field.
Two tight ends line up left side of the formation. Williams, little pop pass to Williams, bending to the left across the 25-yard line. Williams driven down shy of the 30. Rodas Johnson again as Luke Fickell will use his final timeout with 11 seconds left in the first half. That was a whole lot of Rodas Johnson in that series.
Yes, indeed. That was just effort. I think Rodas chased it, probably thinking, I'm not going to be able to catch this wideout. But when the rest of your team does what they're asked, which is keep contained and force people to bubble, you keep hustling. And Rodas, I think, 3 tackles in that set. That was a pretty good little run there. All right, we got 11 seconds. Empty it out here. Bring it, see what happens, and if you can. This is, I know this is a very crazy rule, and there's probably a little too much time, but I love the old free kick where you do the fair catch with no time. I would love to see that. I think, unfortunately, we might have too much time left on the clock for that.
Here we go. DK is deep at the 34 of Wisconsin. Line of scrimmage, the 29 of Illinois. Here's the snap. Badgers do not put a lot of pressure on. Kick is away. DK signals for the fair catch and now lets it hit. It checks up and a Wisconsin bounce. Killed at the 42-yard line. A penalty marker is thrown. Let's see if it, see what we got here. There is 1 second left in the half. Got inside of a yard there. So even though he let it check up. So penalty against Illinois. Patrick, what do you have?
If you're wondering about range here into the wind, during warmups, Nathaniel Vakos kicked a 58-yard field goal this direction. So that would mean putting the Badgers at about the plus 40-yard line, maybe for his range here going this way.
Vakos heading over there near head coach Luke Fickle. They mark it at the 48 of Illinois. So you would be looking, this would be about a 66-yard try if they are so willing, or you could try the Hail Mary too.
I'm up for the 66-yarder.
Yeah, Vakos.
35-mile-an-hour wind. Yep. Let's see it. That's not what we're going to do.
Nope, got the offense out there.
Okay.
They're going to make, yep, they put 3 seconds on the clock. So you got Bell, Green, and DK to the left. Will Pauling to the right. Ball at the Illinois 48-yard line. 3 seconds left in the half, 14-7 the Illini. Lock back to throw, a little pressure coming. Braden backpedal steps up, hit by Newton, thrown down by Johnny Newton. On the final play of the half, so not even a chance to launch the Hail Mary. But the Badgers get a touchdown late in this first half to pull within 7 against Bielema's Illini.
Interesting. Illinois decided to bring pressure, and we've seen that a bunch for all of us Packer fans. How do you defend the Hail Mary? You can blitz, you can sit back. They decided to blitz, and unfortunately we couldn't get it up to throw it away and put it, give ourselves a chance to get 6 on a Hail Mary.
All right, Badgers, though, down just 1 score coming off the canvas after trailing 14-0. Braden Locke engineers a clutch touchdown drive late in the second quarter. Our score at the half, Illinois 14, Wisconsin 7. Mike Heller has our halftime report presented by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. We're back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger football from Learfield.
In football, every play is about perfect execution. Tackling at the right angle, blitzing at the right second, juking at the right moment. Every move can make or break the game, and sometimes, the player. That's when athletes turn to UW Health Sports Medicine. From muscle tears in a tackle to ACL sprains in a quick pivot, our MVP providers are the Badgers' official team doctors, ready to deliver award-winning care for any injury, so every Wisconsin athlete can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
With the Badgers, every touchdown is more than just a touchdown. It's a testament to the teamwork, elbow grease, and can-do attitude it takes to make it to the end zone. And while our fields aren't the kind you throw passes on, Case IH knows every successful farm is more than just a farm. It's the product of top-notch tillage, planting, harvesting, hay, and forage equipment at the hands of hardworking growers. Settle the score with superior tools by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers. On Wisconsin.
This is your home for Wisconsin football.
Oh, what a catch! Touchdown, Wisconsin!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met, you cannot learn.
Every child deserves to be fed. This is a problem we know how to solve. Food is not just food. It's energy, health, confidence, hope, and even love. Yes, love.
Breakfast in the classroom contributes to kids being more focused, which leads to higher grades and simply just their well-being.
Thank you!
Learn more about how No Kid Hungry is helping end child hunger in America at help
NoKidHungry.org.
Youth sports are community sports. When you run into an old friend while you're cheering on your local team,
hi there,
or making your way back to your seat and asking what you missed,
miss.
Youth Athletics brings the community together. Help us support local high school and amateur sports by joining our team of amazing sponsors. Call Ashley today at 715-496-0710. That's 715-496-0710. And join us as we continue to keep our community connected.
On a critical 8-play, 73-yard drive engineered by Braylon Allen, who went 4 of 6 on the drive for 66 yards, including a key 3rd and 10, 32-yard throw to Will Pauling. Patience in the pocket, and Pauling just sitting down in the deep middle open part of the zone. Wisconsin turns that play into a scoring drive to get into the end zone. They also had a potential scoring drive earlier, but a snap not able to be handled on a short field goal, and they left it on the turf, and in that spot, Wisconsin came away with no points. Nonetheless, it's 14-7, the Illini at half, and plenty to work on to begin the third quarter. Illinois will start with the football, and we'll see how the win continues to impact this game. At the break, it is Illinois 14 and Wisconsin 7. Our American Family Insurance Halftime Report continues in a moment. We'll look at other scores from across the country. This is Badger football from Learfield.
This football season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any fumbles when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
Saturdays are made for football. And when the game is on, we're finally off. Off duty, offline, out of office. At Cracked Coors Light is our do not disturb message to the world. On game day, we don't think about the 9-to-5, but worry about the 4th and 1. So this Saturday, grab a Coors Light, press play on some pigskin, and pause on everything else. Coors Light, mountain cold refreshments made to chill. 2021 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
On Wisconsin, the Badgers play here. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows around 34. Tonight, under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 53. Lows level off around 38. Tomorrow night, mainly cloudy skies expected. Chance for scattered rain showers. Monday, chance for scattered storms on Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 48.
Let's face it, we're all on the go. Go to work, school, sports, appointments, family gatherings, you name it. Get on the road hassle-free with A Street Auto. With a wide range of inventory, financing options, and excellent customer service, you'll be on the go in no time. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff is ready to help you find a car you deserve, priced to fit your budget. Shop their virtual showroom at 8thStreetAuto.com. Then stop by for a test drive.
Go, go, go to 8th Street Auto.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Back with you at Memorial Stadium in Champaign, Illinois. The Illini lead the Badgers 14-7 at the break. I'm Mike Heller. This scoreboard update presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. At the half right now in Iowa City, the Hawkeyes, who lead the West Division of the Big Ten, also lead Minnesota 10-3. At the break, the Hawkeyes are 24th ranked in the country. The other game going on right now at the half, it is Nebraska 10 and Northwestern 6. That game game is in Lincoln earlier today. Number 3-ranked Ohio State and 7th-ranked Penn State in Columbus at the Horseshoe. Ohio State wins it 20-12. A put-away touchdown by Marvin Harrison Jr., who had 11 catches for 162 yards, was the difference. Rutgers beat Indiana earlier today 31-14. Top 25 action as we go right now. Number 9, Oregon leads Washington State 17-13 in Eugene. That one is at the half right now. Tennessee leading at Alabama. 17th ranked Volunteers lead it 20-7 at halftime in Alabama, who is 11th ranked in the country. Number 20, Missouri over South Carolina 24-3, and Tulane over North Texas. Those are the games going on right now. Texas also leading at Houston 21-7. That one late in the second quarter. We'll recap what's going on here in the first half. Bill Schmidt joins me in just a couple of minutes. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Wisconsin plays here all season long.
Touchdown, Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it!
This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Parents, we know we can't protect our kids from everything. Eventually, they're going to bump their heads or scrape their knees. But we can protect them from 6 types of cancer. HPV, or human papillomavirus, is a common, preventable virus that can cause cancer later in life. The HPV vaccine prevents human papillomavirus and all the cancers it can cause. The American Cancer Society recommends getting your sons and daughters the HPV vaccine starting at age 9 to protect them later in life.
The fight song that boasts the winningness of the Badgers. Just like the claim, Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, touts our 46 years of triumph, thanks to towing, torque, payload, and more patents than the word fight is repeated in a fight song. Built Ford Tough capabilities that make F-Series trucks the champions of can-do, and exactly why so many sing their praises. Shop your F-Series at your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, proud supporters of Wisconsin Athletics, based on 1977 to 2022 CY total sales.
Our halftime report presented by American Family Insurance continues. I'm Mike Heller at Memorial Stadium in Champaign. The Illini lead the Badgers 14-7. Bill Schmidt, one of our postgame hosts on the Badger postgame show, joins me. And Bill, the first half, the storyline is pretty simple on this. Illinois gets one turnover from Wisconsin. They turn it into 7 points. Altmaier is one of the big difference makers in the first half. The Illinois quarterback is 6 for 52. That's not the story, but that's his rushing total, 6 for 52. That's pretty much the story here in the first half.
Yeah, no doubt about it, Mike. And to be honest with you, I think one of the other parts of the turnover battle, which is interesting, you look at what the Badgers did in not being able to convert that field goal attempt.
Yeah,
you can qualify that as a turnover as well. So they're kind of minus two here. What a massive drive. The 8-play, 75-plus yard drive there to get a touchdown, not get shut out for the second consecutive first half, and keep yourself in this ball game.
What do you think of Braden Locke so far? His numbers, 12 of 20 for 127 yards, but that's a huge drive at the end of the half.
Huge drive. Mike, he can spin it. I mean, that ball is coming out of his hand with some velocity. Clear that Will Pauling is making himself one of his favorite targets, and good to see C.J. Williams into the mix a little bit. I think Braden needs to have a little bit more help from his receivers, though. Those first couple of series, there were some very catchable balls that he put in position. Needs to get some more help here in the second half from his receiving corps.
Everybody looking for more of Braylon Allen in the first half here today, 12 for 49, but a couple of attitude runs in there as well.
Yeah, and the finishing run I thought was one of the best parts, being able to plunge himself into the end zone. He was untouched, Mike. Nobody wanted to get in the way of that freight train. He starts running some people over. That's how you get momentum onto that sideline and let that kind of roll. We haven't seen the Badger offense generate and then hold momentum. Their defense is playing well enough to keep it on their sideline, but they need to go and get a stop. We call them a score, stop, score. Go out there and get the stop part of this, and you can double on up and find ourselves in a very interesting second half.
Illinois is going to begin the third quarter with the ball. This is one of those times. Listen, Luke talks about it all the time, talking about the last four and the first four, those middle 8 minutes of the game. This could be a turning point here in Champaign, what happens in the next 4 minutes.
Yeah, and I think we've also seen, Mike, in the first 30 minutes, these coaches are going to make decisions based off the wind. You're experiencing it. You can tell us how impactful it is. Seems like both teams are going to start making decisions on when to be aggressive, when to be a little bit more conservative as to where they're facing. But this is a major tipping point in the game. Don't want to be too big picture here, but needing yourself some more positive energy. Pretty good momentum changing and pivotal moment for the season as well, it feels like.
So I'm going to finish with a dumb question. The wind is not going to slow down. It is hard out of the north. So as we see it from the left to the right, Illinois starts with the ball, but Wisconsin chooses the wind. Would you want the wind in the third or the fourth quarter on offense?
I would want the wind at my back in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
That's where I would go. And Mike, I don't know if you guys could tell, but as that final play before the half was ending, Vaikos was just trying desperately to convince Luke Fickell to try a 65-yard field goal. He said, God bless you, young man. I don't think you can go from 65, but your range extends big time there. You saw Illinois, I think, decline the opportunity to take one going into it.
Right. Bill Schmidt and Tim Scott will handle the postgame. At the break, it is Illinois 14 and Wisconsin 7. Coming up next on our American Family Insurance Halftime Report, a look at the first half stats presented by Wisconsin Operating Engineers and Construction Business Group. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Calling all Badger football fans 12 years or younger. Would you like to win 4 tickets in a VIP experience to a Badger football game this season? Register at shopthepig.com. No purchase necessary. Go Badgers!
Shop the Pig! Looking for bigger, bolder, better yields? Look no further than FS Seed. FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans are here to change the game. Our seed products deliver winning results every single time. Your local agronomy expert is ready to take your farm and yields to the next level. Ready to change the game with bin-busting yields at harvest? Reach out to your local FS Seed retailer or visit fsseed.com.
Whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need so you can focus on what's most important to you. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
You're listening to Wisconsin Football.
There he goes, 10-5 touchdown!
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Guess what? You asked for it, and you got it. The oldest furnace contest is back. Tri-City Services is giving away a free furnace to the winner of the oldest furnace contest. Whoever has the oldest working furnace in the Wisconsin Rapids area will win a free furnace. Yes, a free furnace. What are the rules, you ask? Well, entrants must own and reside in their home in the Wisconsin Rapids area. The furnace must be functional and the main heat source for your house. Pretty easy. So take a picture of that old dinosaur furnace and enter online at calltricity.com. Contest ends November 30th, so hurry. Enter your dinosaur furnace in the oldest furnace contest at Tri-City Services. Restrictions apply. Enter online at calltricity.com before November 30th.
You're not comfortable until you are at Tri-City Services.
Badger football is brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics, and by Alliant Energy, powering beyond. Now, with the call of the second half, here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
14-7, Illinois leads Wisconsin at the half. A couple of minutes ago, Patrick Herb with a quick chat with head coach Luke Fickell.
Something to build on there with that last drive right before the half, moving the football.
Yeah, when you got to come out this second half, we got to play better defensively. We can't let them have drives. We're going to have to find a way to make some more plays. You know, we had too many drops and too many penalties right now.
Yeah, some drops and then those the pre-snap penalties in particular. But yet Wisconsin got the clutch drive as engineered by Braden Locke and capped by a Braylon Allen 4-yard touchdown. Let's check out some of our first half stats presented by Wisconsin Operating Engineers and Construction Business Group, buildingwisconsintogether.com. Locke through the air, 12 of 20 for 127 yards, a big 32-yard completion to Will Pauling. Luke Altmyer was really good at quarterback for Illinois, 9 of 12 through the air, 62 yards, couple of short touchdown passes. He's also their leading rusher, 52 yards on 6 carries. Braylon Allen, 12 totes for 49 yards in the first half. Total offense, 175 for the Illini, 163 for Wisconsin. Tausch, we talked about Braylon before the game, 12 carries, so he's on a good pace here, 12 for 49. I mentioned a touchdown, but you were really impressed with other things that he was doing on that touchdown.
Yeah, drive, right? I really feel like that 3rd-and-10 play, you had 2 incompletions, Illinois is sitting there up 14, and I thought that they brought pressure. Braylon picked up and stoned his guy. And that play took a long time to develop. The big play over to Will Pauling. And that, I think that just spurred and got the juice. You know, Patrick mentioned his swagger and everything else that the sideline was lacking. And he's lacking. When you have Yen scored against Iowa, you didn't score any touchdowns. That, just like getting first downs, that stuff starts weighing on you. And now you score, you get that good positive vibe momentum going, and that drive, I thought Braylon finished it with the 4-yard touchdown run, but his pass protection leading into it really, I thought, sparked this group.
All right, before Wisconsin kicks off, let's send it down to the field where the wind is not backing off at all as we check in with Patrick Herb.
No, the conditions down here haven't changed. The second thing I asked Luke Fickell about in the audio cutout, I apologize, was what he thought of Braylon Locke's play in that his first career start. And he said he thought he'd been pretty good. He made some plays, pretty poised. But then the second thing he said was we haven't helped him at all. And so I think the focus this half and at halftime, the message was kind of make the play that's in front of you. Do what you're training to do. Don't feel like you have to win the whole game in one play, but make the play that's in front of you. We saw a few execution errors in that half. That probably is what he's referring to. They got to help each other out a little.
Yeah, with the drops and then the pre-snap penalties. But having said that, Locke has kept his composure, the big touchdown drive, and now you've got a pretty important sequence here. Wisconsin's kicking off into the wind. See if they can get a stop, get the ball back, and tie up this bad boy.
Yeah, and it was an interesting decision there because you have a couple trains of thought. Do I kick it deep, kick it out of the end zone, try to get a stop, or do you want that wind in the fourth quarter?
Gavin Lahm, and that kick just gets knocked down. It'll be fielded, a fair catch by Tanner Arkin, the tight end, inside the 30-yard line of Illinois. Gavin Lahm has a strong leg with that wind still whistling between 20 and 30 miles per hour, probably closer to 30. And Illinois will start at its 26-yard line, going with the wind, 1st-and-10.
Now, I was actually wondering, I know you fair catch, you get it at the 25. I think he fair caught, it was at the 28. Does he go back to the 25?
Hey, put it at the 26, so it worked out okay, yeah. So here we go, Luke Altmyer. Impressive at quarterback. He's from Starkville, Mississippi. That's where the campus of Mississippi State is. But he attended Ole Miss before transferring up to Bielema's program here in Champaign. Isaiah Williams slot to the left. Caden Fagan is the running back. Tip Ryan to the tight end. Motions to the left wing. And the handoff goes to Fagan over the left side, and coming in backside is C.J. Goetz to make the tackle at the 30-yard line of Illinois on a gain of four on the first snap of the third quarter.
Yeah, and that's a lot of pressure on C.J. Goetz there. He has to also look for Altmyer, make sure he doesn't pull it, which they've had a ton of success, and chase down the line to go make that tackle. That was a good read there by C.J.
Linebacker combo, Jake Chaney and Muma Jungmeta. No Jordan Turner here today. Second down and six for the Illini. At their own 30-yard line, the tight end Ryman motions left. Shotgun snap, Altmyer looking, throwing right side. Batted down by Nizer Forkurine, intended for Pat Bryant at the 50. Illinois wanted a pass interference. Yeah. That is terrific work by Forkurine. There is no flag to be found.
Yeah, Brett, I'll tell you what, Brett, you watch Brett. It's entertaining. He wants a flag every play. That was beautiful coverage. You stayed off. There's another back shoulder throw, and he got his outside arm, or his inside arm, the right hand, and was able to swat that thing away. Really, really nice play.
Third down and six for the Illini at their own 30. Illinois was 2 out of 7 converting on third down in the first half. Two receivers left, one on the right. Griffin Moore, the tight end, motions out wide to the right. Back to throw, Altmyer steps up into the pocket, flush to his left, throws to his left, and it is caught by Casey Washington. First down. He was in a battle with Ricardo Hallman, and a third down conversion for the Illini up to their 40-yard line.
Yeah, that was a nice job by Altmyer. Wisconsin showed pressure, walked up Hunter Waller up in that A-gap. He ended up getting out, backed away, and Altmyer kept his eyes down the field and made a strike to pick up a first down.
Two receivers left, one on the right, first and there 10. Movement up front, penalty markers fly. Some early movement from Illinois, and it got caught.
Now they're all pointing, clapping.
Full start. Offense, number 71, 5-yard penalty, still first down.
That makes me laugh because you always, there's sometimes you jump and you know, I bet I jumped and everything. And then there's other times you jump as an O-lineman and you try to pin the blame on somebody else. So he's clapping and pointing at the guy, and RF didn't buy it.
Not
71
even
Flitch.
No. Not even close. No. Penalty number six against Illinois.
I give him credit for trying.
And now Brett is using a timeout here. So an early timeout taken by Illinois with 13:44. Left in the third quarter, it is 14-7, the Illini, and we'll go ahead and, I don't know if we're taking a full timeout or not, maybe not. I think Brett is saying they were induced, trying to say that the defense was the disconcerting signals thing. We are taking a full timeout, so we'll step out. 14-7, Illinois, back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Update your floors with 11% off Great Lakes Vinyl Flooring and Menards. It's a perfect addition for any room in your home. Find a wide selection of waterproof and durable floors that are easy to install. Great Lakes Vinyl Floors also feature an attached pad for comfort and noise reduction. Heritage Vinyl Plank is only $329 per square foot after 11% rebate. Good through October 22nd. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
This is your home for the Badgers.
Kick is in the air, and it is good, and the Badgers win it!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Do you have questions about your retirement? Ameriprise financial advisors Shannon Moon and Jason Kramer can help. With the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach, you'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap to get you where you want to go. Call Shannon and Jason today at 715-421-2250. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy with free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
On Wisconsin, the fight song that boasts the winningness of the Badgers, just like the claim. The Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, touts our 46 years of triumph. Check one out at your Ford dealer. A minute 16 gone by in the third quarter. It's 14-7. Illinois leads Wisconsin. It'll be a first and 15 for the Illini at their 35-yard line.
Yeah, I think, you know, we were joking around. 71 was, you know, trying to say, well, he jumped. When you're talking about clapping and everything else, there is that inducing. Brett felt strongly enough to call a timeout and try and get it, and he got in the ref's ear to make sure if it did happen, not to let it go by again.
See if he can get one later in a play fake. Altmaier rolling right, throwing right, and it is incomplete in between Casey Washington and Isaiah Williams. Second down and 15 for the Illini. Yeah, a little basketball coach tactic right there. You state your case, and maybe you'll get a call later.
Yeah, and unfortunately, that does work, as we saw in that national championship game way back with Coach K.
Still trying to shake that off. Three receivers right, one on the left on second down and 15, Illinois at its own 35-yard line. Opening possession of the second half here in Champaign. Altmaier takes the snap. He'll give it the fake and turns it back up across the 40, 45-yard line, and shoulder tackle from Hunter Wohler at the 47. That's 250 pounds of running back coming down on the Wisconsin safety. And it's now third down and three for Illinois after that 12-yard run.
Yeah, just a little too soft there by Wisconsin. Kind of played back as second and 15. I think they probably assumed they were going to throw the football, and he gave up way too much space, way too much operating room there for Fagan.
We'll see what the offensive coordinator, Barry Lunney, dials up here. You've got McDonald, Paez, and Barton on the defensive line. Two receivers right, one on the left. And keeping it is Altmaier, and he gets covered up by Gio Paez and Daryl Peterson at the line of scrimmage, which is the 47 of Illinois. Big play for the Wisconsin defense.
Yeah, just getting a little bit of penetration there. Paez did a nice job of getting in the backfield and forcing Illinois to punt. And Wisconsin's going to keep its defense out on the field. A little punt safe, make sure Brett, you know, that Illinois' special teams isn't up to anything. Try to get that ball back here after a nice stand there by Wisconsin's D.
DK is deep at the 10-yard line. Hugh Robertson out there to punt. Snap clean, a step to the right, and the kick is away. DK drifting back, lets it hit, and it checks up inside the 5-yard line. And down to about the 3. Well, we saw this last week time and again. And this time, it's the Illinois punter, Hugh Robertson, 51 yards to the Wisconsin 3-yard line. 12-11 left in the third quarter. It's 14-7. Illinois leads Wisconsin.
It's almost, you said it, almost PTSD-like when you're talking about remembering what we saw last week. Iowa was able to pin us back a bunch, especially in the second half. But all right, here you go. You came out. You gave the wind. You made the stop. Even though you're not getting great field position, Wisconsin lined up and now in a position here to get something happen here. Drew it up. Defense did what it needed to do to get off the field.
Pistol formation. Braylon Allen behind Braden Locke. Hand off Allen. And Kaneta Otoluga with a body slam of the Badgers running back at the line of scrimmage. Second and 10 for Wisconsin. Otoluga, a sophomore out of South Holland, Illinois. And talking to people down here, there's a belief that he is becoming an emerging player in this Illinois defense. Second and 10. Badgers at their 3-yard line. Jackson Aker in there at running back now. Three receivers to the right. Chimre DK to the left. Snap the lock. He'll hand it to Aker, and he gets hit by Dylan Rosiak at the line of scrimmage. Maybe Aker was able to squeeze a yard out of it. That looks to be the case. It's third and 9 for the Badgers at their own 4-yard line.
Just not a lot of room to run there. That was Illinois had their 3-down line. Just nowhere to move. A little penetration in the backfield, not allowing Aker to get started. Now we're sitting here with a 3rd and 9 coming out of your own end zone.
Three receivers right, DK to the left. Aker to the right of the quarterback from the Badger 4-yard line. Lock back to throw. A little pressure coming. Lock throws over the middle, and it's caught by Will Pauling up to the 15-yard line. A dart from Braden Lock, and Pauling gathers. And a huge first down for Wisconsin up to its 16-yard line.
Gosh, in the pocket, Braden Lock today has been money. That was another pocket is collapsing a little bit. Stood in there, eyes down, and threw it. One-on-one coverage put it right where Will Pauling needed it.
Two receivers right, one on the left. Braylon Allen back in it, running back on first down. Lock looking left, throwing left wide of the target. Shimre DK, the intended receiver at the 22-yard line of the near side. Tyler Strain on the coverage. Second and 10 for the Badgers at their 16-yard line. Well, one thing we've talked about this season, and we haven't talked about today with reason, we haven't seen Trey Wettig. The Badgers have gone tackle to tackle with the same five here throughout, and that remains the case. Michael Furtney at right guard, Joe Huber at left guard. Two receivers left, two receivers right on second and 10. Lock hands it to Allen, and he gets stoned at the point of attack. And leaning for maybe a yard to the 17-yard line. He was trying to run behind Riley Nowakowski, but there just wasn't anything there.
Yeah, he pulled some guys, and when you're pulling guys, there's timing that comes into play, and it just developed. You pulled your left guard. He did a nice job actually getting this guy on the ground, but nowhere to run there for Braylon.
Badgers 4 out of 8 on third down. They have a 3rd and 9 at their own 17-yard line. Green, Nowakowski, and Pauling to the right. DK to the left. Lock back to throw. Shoots it over the middle, and it's deflected. Incomplete. Taz Nicholson breaks up the pass intended for Bryson Green at the 25-yard line. So this time, Illinois gets the stop on third down. And the Badgers punting well into their own territory and punting into the wind.
Phil Longo adamantly throwing his arms up in the air. Thought Illinois' defender got there a little early on Green. It looked like it was pretty good coverage from up here.
Atticus Bertrams on the punt. Isaiah Williams is deep. Snap to Bertrams. And the kick is away. Penalty marker flies. Fair catch signaled by Williams. He'll make it at the 47 of Wisconsin. It was a 30-yard punt.
It's like a little holding on Illinois.
Yeah, they're talking with Luke Fickell right now. We have 9:36 left in the third quarter, 14-7, the Illini. Now, Brett Bielema wants an explanation.
So do the fans.
Yeah, we'd all like to know, and let's find out.
Illegal formation defense covering up the center. 5-yard penalty, repeat 4th down, we will re-kick.
All right, so now it becomes 4th and 4 at the 22-yard line. Not a penalty you see every week.
I have a long snapper protector rule, huh?
Yep.
It's the best way if you're, if people ask you, how can I make the NFL? Figure out a long snap.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a bunch of NFL guys come from this university.
Boy, no kidding. Here's Bertrams again. The kick is in the air, hangs up there. Need a big Wisconsin bounce, and they get a little Wisconsin bounce. Rolls dead at the 47 of Illinois. So a timeout on the field after the 31-yard punt. At U.S. Bank, we know when you invest in a community, the community invests in you. We are committed to providing high-quality, innovative products and services that meet the needs and demands of our customers. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. 9:27 left in the third quarter. Illinois 14, Wisconsin 7. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need so you can focus on what's most important to you. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
You-
You face a lot of challenges every day. Getting the right rental equipment for the job shouldn't be one of them. At Fabic Rents, we're built to support all your rental needs. We're ready when you are with tools and equipment, expert advice, and exceptional service wherever the job may take you. Our job at Fabic Rents is to make your job easier. Get what you need when you need it. Are you ready to get started? Find out how easy it is today. Visit FabicRents.com. That's FabicRents.com. Fabic Rents. Ready when you are.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
WEA Member Benefits would like to thank all public school educators for their dedication to our communities. WEA Member Benefits, enhancing the financial lives of Wisconsin public school employees. 9:27 left of the third quarter, 14-7 Illinois. And it's first and 10 for the Illini at their 47-yard line.
Yeah, that was interesting decision to figure out which way you're going to take the wind. And so far, you know, Illinois has been able to utilize it with that big punt. Wisconsin unable. They made the one first down, unable to sustain it. No, they did not get a first down, unable to sustain anything. And now Illinois is sitting here in a position where they have to win. The pressure kind of on them here to try to go down and get points. Wisconsin, again, if you can hold serve here, and even if you come out of here down seven at the end of the third quarter with the win, you'd feel like you made the right decision. That's the difference trying to figure out when you make those decisions. And your defense is going to be asked a lot if they're able to continue to punt the football the way they did.
Yeah, win still not backing off. First and 10, Luke Altmyer.
No turnovers yet, which, you know, from Illinois. I think we all thought coming in, Braden Locke for a start, there's going to be, you know, he's had the one turnover. Illinois has been very good with the football. Wisconsin needs to put a little more pressure to force something here because Illinois does turn it over.
Four receivers to either side as Tauscher trying to jinx Illinois. First down, little end around. Isaiah Williams turns it back up, slips one tackle, a spin move by Getz, covered up by Jeff Petrosky at the 49-yard line of Wisconsin, a gain of four. It looked for an instant as though Williams might want to throw it. He was recruited originally as a quarterback, and when Bielema took over, he said, you know what, your future could be as a receiver, and he's the Big Ten's leading receiver coming into the game on second down, little end around, a pitch back Williams to Altmyer. He's going to run it, angles right, 50, races out of bounds at the 45 of Wisconsin, forced to the boundary by Muma Jungmeta. It looks like they're going to mark closer to the 44 of Wisconsin, where it will be a third down and one.
Yeah, it looked like the same thing there, a double reverse and all kinds of movement, trying to figure out, I don't know if they're looking for a double pass. Altmyer said, no, I'm just going to take what you've given me, grab a quick five or six and set up a third and one.
On the Wisconsin 44-yard line, there's a line of three tight ends. They go heavy to the left side. Altmyer is going to give it to Fagan, fighting for the first down, and it looks as though he'll have it. Rodas Johnson was doing all he could, but it'll be a first down at the Wisconsin 42-yard line with 8:37 left in the third quarter, 14-7 Illinois.
Yeah, Rodas was close there. He fought hard. Illinois kind of had him stuffed right there and unable to secure him to get him down before he was able to pick up that first down.
Casey Washington comes out wide left. Isaiah Williams slot left. Two tight ends, Fagan the running back. Altmyer will give it to Fagan off the right side, hit by Jungmeta, and then Cade McDonald and company will wrap him up. Play is stopped at the 38-yard line. It's still a hard four-yard run for the freshman back, Cade Fagan. And they'll mark closer to the 39 of Wisconsin, gain of three, second down and seven.
Jungmeta came in and filled the hole beautifully. Kind of thought that was going to be a nothing burger, pick up zero, but Illinois' credit, they were able to continue to churn and pick up a quick three.
They come out, trips to the left. Tanner Arkin, one of those, the tight end, motions to The left side of the formation, a little play fake, a throw to Williams. He got hit right away, making the play defensively again. Was Nizir Forkurin at the 42-yard line, a loss of three. Forkurin making some plays here today for this Wisconsin defense.
Yeah, I love it when you see a corner that's willing and able to go up there. That's a you try to get the ball out of your hands quick. You got some blocking coming to help, but if you as a defensive back see it and read it and go get it before that blocking gets set up, you make a play for a tackle for loss. A
transfer out of Grand Valley State. Four receivers to either side. Third and 10 at the Badger 42-yard line. Wisconsin bringing four. Altmaier back to throw. Drifting to his right. Now he'll have to run it inside the 40 to the 35 to the 30 and out of bounds. C.J. Getz pushed him out of bounds. The Badgers looked like they had the quarterback lined up but could not make the play.
Second time we've seen something similar to this, and Chaney is sitting there in great position. They had him there, had the spy where you kind of were sitting there not letting the quarterback make a play. And Altmaier is able to beat Chaney, get there, and pick up a first down. That is, you've got to get off the field there. And you had the defense dialed up to do it.
6:35 left in the third quarter. Ball at the Wisconsin 28-yard line. First and 10. Altmaier hands off to Fagan inside the 25 and bulldozes his way to the 21. Preston Zachman out of the secondary makes the tackle. A gain of 7. Second down and 3 for the Illini.
And you could talk to defensive coordinators or all defensive players, and they'll say, yeah, those are the ones that gut you, because you sit in a position, you get to the third down, you're in position to get off the field, and when a quarterback off of a broken down play is able to use his feet to get it, it just guts you.
They load up the right side with three tight ends on second down as Altmaier hands off to Fagan, crashing straight ahead to about the 20. Gio Paez gets him up high, and downstairs goes Preston Zachman. Third down and 2, Illinois at the Wisconsin 20.
Yeah, I love that by Paez. It's easy when you're interior D lineman just to get blocked and say, I got my gap. He did a little swim and was able to get into the backfield. Nice job there by Gio.
Lloyd comes out with two tight ends now. Arkin on the left, Tip Ryman on the right. Washington and Williams wide to the left. And the 19 of Wisconsin, third down and 1. Hand off Fagan. Got hit by Chaney, but falling forward is Fagan. And it looks as though he will get the first down. Needed the 18, got inside of it. And the big and strong freshman running back fights his way to the 17 for a first down.
Yeah, I thought Wisconsin dialed that up pretty well. They had the gaps filled. They were in position, had him, and give him credit. He kept churning his legs, and he ground to get the hard-fought first down.
Aiden Loffery now in there at running back for the Wisconsin 17-yard line. Movement up front, free play. Altmaier shoots one to the end zone, right side, overthrows Isaiah Williams, tightly covered by Hunter Wohler, but Wisconsin had jumped. Wisconsin committed.
Defense, 56. 5-yard penalty. Still first down.
They get Rodas Johnson. That's the sixth Wisconsin penalty. Five of them came in the opening quarter.
Yeah, I thought they were just doing some shifting in order. You know, you sometimes shift as a D lineman, try to get the offensive line to jump. That was obviously Wisconsin was going to slant their defensive line. Went a little early.
First and 5 at the 12. Two tight ends on the left side. Bryant slot right, motions left, handoff. Caden Fagan off the right side to the 10. Fagan to the 5. Fagan to the end zone. Touchdown, Illinois. Caden Fagan off the right side, and it's 20-7, the Illini. Oh, those missed opportunities defensively. And it haunts Wisconsin. It's back to a 2-score deficit.
Yeah, just too many guys got a little nosy there and jumped inside, allowed themselves to get blocked. You didn't have any outside contain. And yeah, that was a touchdown run, but it had a couple of opportunities to get off the field. Wisconsin missed those opportunities and let this drive continue to go on, and then they get 6.
Kalen Griffin on to attempt the extra point. The kick is away, and it is good. So the Badgers, for the second time today, find themselves down by 14 points. A 10-play, 53-yard drive that took 4 minutes and 57 seconds. We've got a break in the action. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, home of 24/7 gaming, exquisite dining, a luxurious hotel, and countless ways to win. Your win is waiting. Details and hotel reservations at paysbig.com. 4:30 left of the third quarter. Illinois 21, Wisconsin 7. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The Badger Sports Network.
The Badgers come up where the goal line stands.
From Learfield.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanction lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like